Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats jumped out to a 17-0 lead here tonight. Jack Lausch, a 9-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Cam Porter, a 3-yard run in the opening moments of the second quarter. Cats would get a 43-yard Luke Akers field goal after recovering a fumble on a kickoff before the Terrapins were able to score their only touchdown on a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Billy Edwards Jr. on fourth and goal with 3:22 left in the first half to cap a 90-yard 16-play drive that used almost 7.5 minutes. The Terps missed a 54-yard field goal try at the end of the half. In the third quarter, neither team was able to score, even though the Terrapins did put another long time-consuming drive together, which started on their own 1-yard line. The Cats thought they had a safety, but ended up being ruled the ball was spotted at the one, and they would go 86 yards in 18 plays. Jack Howes, a 31-yard field goal on the first play of the fourth quarter to cut the Wildcats' lead to 17-10. The Wildcats then went 3-and-out, but Luke Akers uncorked a 58-yard punt. The Terrapins starting on their own 15-yard line, and the defense made the play of the night. Second out of 10, Maryland, 13:24 to go. And Edwards going to go to the air, looking right, hit from behind. Ball is loose, scooped up by the Wildcats. It's still loose in the end zone, and it rolls out of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Aiden Hubbard got on the fumble. Touchdown, Northwestern. The strip sack at the best possible moment. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 13:17 to go. The ball after Hubbard scored. The ball was rolling around. Some other Wildcats tried to pounce on it. But the call right then that, in fact, it was a touchdown, the strip sack by Carmine Bastone, and the Cats led it 24-10. Later, the Wildcats, after a 55-yard pass from Lausch to Kurtz, would get a 38-yard field goal from Luke Akers. Then, after Maryland would fumble on their first play from scrimmage on the ensuing series, giving the Wildcats the ball at the Maryland 33, that would call on Akers again. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. The kick is up. The kick is good again. Luke Akers is 3 for 3. 38 yards on that one. And it was 30-10 on the ensuing series. Damon Walters of the Wildcats, the redshirt freshman, would intercept an Edwards pass, return it 29 yards, setting the Cats up deep in Maryland territory. That would lead to their final points of the night. Jake Arthur's in a running back, and he gets the ball to the 10, to the 5, end zone! Touchdown! Jake Arthur's graduate from Wheaton-Warrenville South. With a 9-yard touchdown run to make it 37-10 with the extra point, and the Terrapins would put a drive together from their own 25 down to the Northwestern 17 against largely backups. But they would turn the ball over on downs, and the Cats ran out the clock to win it 37-10.